Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Precious Holy Spirit, oh, you're in need of you. Yeah. Oh, purify our passion. Come and make us new. Yeah.
Over every darkness. Hallelujah. That same spirit, let's begin to thank God for another time like this in His presence. Let's begin to ask that the Spirit of God will brood over this meeting. If we all gathered and He's not here, our gathering will be in vain. And so let's begin to ask that the Spirit of the living God will brood over this meeting. From wherever you join us across the globe, we ask even right there that the Spirit of the living God will brood over you. Let's begin to thank God for the gift of the Holy Spirit. As we look into the gifts of the Spirit, let's thank Him for giving us the Holy Spirit, who in turn has given us gifts. Let's thank Him for giving us the Holy Spirit. And let's thank Him for the gift of the Spirit. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then we thank You for the gift of the Spirit. We thank You for the gift of the Spirit. We ask, Lord, that You have Your way again tonight. Thank You, King of Glory. Thank You, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. All right, you are welcome. Welcome everyone on site. And those of us watching via online, we ask that as this meeting continues, the Holy Spirit will visit you. Take your seat, those of us here. Hallelujah. We are still in our 21 days fast. It has been a good time in His presence. This few time, my eyes have been open to see that the presence of God is a person. The presence of God is a person. When you talk about the presence of God, they're talking about God in manifestation, but manifesting in the light of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Right? Today we are looking at, if you have your manual, the 21 days manual, we are on page 24. If you have the hard copy, and then if you have the soft copy, you can look out for where the gifts of the Spirit is. Okay? In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 1, I want to quickly read. Please join me to celebrate our lead pastors. Can you join me to celebrate them? Celebrate them for me. Celebrate them for me. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma, for this rare opportunity to share your word, to share the word of God. Okay, from verse 1. All right. I would like New King James Version. Okay, thank you. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Apostle Paul was warning the church at Corinth here that he doesn't want them to be ignorant of the gift of the Spirit. Now, in verse 2, he says, please stay there. In verse 2, he says in verse 2, you know that you were Gentiles, carried away to this dumb idols. However, you were led. This voice advice is encouraging here. They know their background. Their background was like they've served other gods. You know, they have their way of life before they were born again. Now that they are born again, he's trying to encourage them not to come in with those baggages of other side of their life now that they are born again. So, you know, the light and darkness cannot work together. So he was trying to tell them here that they should not bring those other stuff. But the verse 1 says they should not be ignorant of the gifts of the Spirit. Okay? And then verse 3 says, therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. I love this. No one speaking for Jesus, no one speaking from the Spirit will say that Jesus is accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So there's no way you can say, oh, Jesus is Lord in words or in action without the person of the Holy Spirit. And that's why the place of the gifts of the Spirit is key. Imagine that every believer in Nigeria understand the place of our gifting as it relates to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Man, our society will be a lot better. Our community will be a lot better. Because if all of us can operate from our gifts, you can see that the solutions, we will get solutions like this. But today, the society is how it is because some of us has not risen up, even though some of us understand that, there's gift of the Spirit, but we have not been able to actually depend on the Spirit, on this gift of the Spirit, depend on the Holy Spirit to lead us, maximize the opportunity that it is there in for us. Hallelujah. And so, the gift of the Spirit is you can see it from the scripture that is divided into three. If you read from verse 8, let's read from verse 8. Let's go straight to verse 8. Verse 8 says, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. Now, if you read on, you discover that there are nine altogether. Now, if you group these nine gifts here, you will discover that they are grouped under three subheadings. Now, the first one here is the gift of revelation. Three revelation gifts, spiritual gifts that reveal something. Now, sometimes even as a state, they want to know something. As family want to know something, community want to know something. You know, but sometimes we go somewhere, look for how to get solution, how to see into what is happening. But these three gifts help us to see something. Hallelujah. So these three gifts, they are called the gift of the three revelational gifts. These are spiritual gifts that reveal something. And then the first one here is the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. The next is the word of knowledge. And then the third of this category is the discerning of spirits. The discerning of spirit. Now, the second one is the three power gift. These are spiritual gifts that do something. This gift helps to do something. And then one of it is the gift of faith. The other one is working of miracles. And then the third of it is the gift of healing. Now, the third one is, we call this one the vocal gift. So three utterances or inspirational gifts. Spiritual gift that says something. These other gifts say something. They are gifts that say something. Now, under this group that says something, the vocal gift is prophecy, diverse, that is different kinds of tongues, and then interpretation of tongues. So if you put them together, they are nine gifts. So these are the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But for the purpose of this meeting, I will stay with the first one, which is the three revelational gifts, the spiritual gift that reveals something. I want to stay with this tonight. Okay? Now, the first one here I want to look at is the gift of the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge. Now, some people say the gift of knowledge. No. There's nothing like the gift of knowledge. There's not like the gift of knowledge. Now, God is all-knowing God. He knows all things. There is nothing that is new to him. But with all his knowledge, he cannot reveal everything to us at once. So he shows stuff to us per time. So he imparts us per time. What he feels we need, so he releases that to us at that time. Now, word of knowledge is, I wrote something down here. Word of knowledge is the supernatural revelation by the Holy Ghost of setting fact in the mind of God. So all these nine gifts, they are supernatural gifts. It's not by physical knowledge. No, when we say word of knowledge, we're talking about maybe psychological insight. No, that's not what we are saying. Or penetrates of people look at and say some. No, it's not like that. We are saying that these gifts are empowered supernaturally by the Holy Ghost. That's what we are saying. So it's not the normal knowledge. Now, it's even different from you studying the book and say you have social knowledge. No, that's not what we're talking about. These things are supernatural knowledge. It's what God gives through the gift, through the Holy Spirit. So the word of knowledge, therefore, is supernatural revelation by the Holy Ghost of setting fact in the mind of God. I said before, God is all-knowing. He has all knowledge. God has all knowledge. But the one he knows we need, he revealed to us. Hallelujah. Let's quickly look at some examples of word of knowledge in the Bible. In Acts chapter 9, I want to read verse 10 to 12. In Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 10 to 12. Hallelujah. This year, 2021, every revelation you need to meet, to do what God wants you done, I bless you with it in the name of Jesus. Revelation brings about increase. Revelation brings about stability in following God. When you hear from God, you know, if you don't hear at all, that's why there is discouragement. But each time you hear, the voice of God encourages. It takes you to a point where you can operate in sync with what God is saying. So the voice of God is powerful. Hallelujah. So in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 10 to 12, the Bible recorded that now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, here I am, Lord. He responded, here I am, Lord. Okay, now let's take the next one. He says, so the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. Now, you know the story very well. On his way to Damascus, on Saul's way to Damascus, you know, so he met, he encountered Jesus. And then while he was blind, with all that has happened, he was somewhere. And then Ananias was somewhere, then the Lord appeared to him. So we can see here that Ananias was shown what has happened. Hello? Ananias here was shown what has happened. So word of knowledge, talk about the past and the present. Word of knowledge, talk about the past and the present. So here, Ananias was shown in a vision what has already happened. Oh, go to so-so place, at so-so place, I want to go and do so-so and so. Now, I want to portray something here. And Ananias was aware that Saul has been killing people. And so he was scared to respond, to obey the voice of God. So he was like, God, man, you want me to go to Ananias? You want me to go to Saul? That I'll be killing brethren? No, this is not possible. But the Lord said, no, you should go. Now, people of God, look at this. If you are hearing me anywhere, what has God told you that you are still marking time about? When God says go, he meant go. God is God. If he says go, even if you don't understand, sometimes you can't put it together. You can't put the instructions of God together. Sometimes some people want to see the end before they obey. No, it's not supposed to be so. Here, Ananias was not convinced. You don't need conviction sometimes. You just need to obey the voice of God. That's all you need. So he was not convinced. I don't think he was waiting for conviction, because he obeyed the voice of God. If God has said it, it means God will deliver me. He will see me through. So he went straight to Saul, and then he touched him. His eyes was opened. So whatever it is that God has told you, that you are still marking time, you are still thinking, let me see the end. Let me get so confirmation. Sometimes you don't even need confirmation. If you are sure it's God speaking, people of God, you follow straight. That's why the Bible says you follow to know. You need to follow God sometime before you can understand some things. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. I bless you with the grace to obey the voice of God. I bless you with the grace and the strength to obey the voice of God. Because in it, there is profit. It profits to obey the voice of God. Hallelujah. So he went. That was what Ananias did. Hallelujah. Okay, let me quickly touch the second one. Okay, let me take one from Old Testament. In 2 Kings chapter 5. Verse 21 to 24, 2 Kings chapter 5. Let's take a second example from the Old Testament. So we'll take one from New Testament. We can take the other one from the Old Testament. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 21 to 24. 2 Kings chapter 5. So Gehazi pursued Naaman. When Naaman saw him running after him, he got down from the chariot to meet him and said, it is all well. The next verse. And he said, all is well, my master has sent me, saying, indeed, just now, two young men of the sons of the prophet have come to me from the mountain of Ephraim. Please give them a talent of silver and two changes of garments. Let's read on. 23 says, so Naaman said, please take 2 talents and urge him and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 changes of garments and handed them to 2 of his servants and they carried them on ahead of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, the 24 says, when he came to the citadel, he took them from their hands and stole them away in the house. Then he let the men go and they departed. Hallelujah. Now, the story here is, you know, a man of God has healed someone and somebody brought stuff. He said, no, it's not time for this. Go. While the person was going, the servant quickly went and cornered the person and then tried to collect the stuff. Hallelujah. Now, while this thing was on, his master Elisha knew. While the whole thing was going on, he knew. So, you see that sometimes word of knowledge could talk about what has happened. Now, it can also talk about what is ongoing. Are we seeing this? So while the thing was on between his servant Gehazi and Naaman, he knew. Elisha knew what was happening. So you can see this is present. It's still happening. So what the prophet talked about, the past, he revealed the past, or what is still ongoing. Hallelujah. So let's really take a second one, which is the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. The word of wisdom says, the word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose and plan in the mind and will of God. I wrote this down here. The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose and plan in the mind and will of God. So remember that this gift can only be operated supernaturally. That's why it's not man's knowledge. It's not man's wisdom. The kind of wisdom we're talking about here is not the wisdom of this world. No, it's not at all. Right? It's not at all. Okay. That's not it at all. Word of knowledge talks about the future. Word of wisdom talk about the future. Why word of knowledge talk about the past and the present? Are we seeing the difference? So that's the difference between the two. Word of knowledge talking about what has happened. God take you back to see supernaturally about what has happened or what is ongoing. That is word of knowledge. And then word of wisdom is God taking you to the future to see what is about to happen or what is going to happen. So word of wisdom is talking about the future. Talking about the future. Hallelujah. Okay. In Acts of Apostles chapter 9, I want us to read from verse 11 to 16. Okay, maybe I should take Philip's example. Let's take Acts chapter 8. Acts of Apostles chapter 8. Let's take one example there. Acts chapter 8 from verse 26 to 29. Acts chapter 8. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise, go towards the south, along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. Okay, let's go. So he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen. The queen of, move on. Okay, was returning and setting in his chariot, in her chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Let's go. And then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you are reading? Now, the story here is very clear. Another, a man on a chariot. Now, Philip on the other side. Now, before they remember, Philip was told to arise. He was shown what was going to happen. Do you get? Philip was shown what was going to happen. At the time, it has not happened. So he's talking about what was going to happen. That was what Philip was shown. And then another example is Acts chapter 11, verse 28. Talking about Prophet Agapos. Acts chapter 11, verse 28. Acts 11, 28. Another example. Then one of them, named Agapos, stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine. So Agapos was shown that what was going to happen. Said there was going to be a great famine in the land. So he talked about it. He's talking about the future. So these are examples of word of wisdom. So he's talking about what was going to happen. Hallelujah. Everyone under the sound of my voice, God will show you what will happen this year. God will show you how this year will look like in the name of the Lord Jesus. So ahead of time, the Spirit of God showed them what was going to happen. Now, I want to state here that word of knowledge or word of wisdom can happen, it can come through many forms. That is, God can use it to talk about an event, can talk about a place, can talk about a nation, can talk about a family, can talk about the church, can use to talk about anything. It's very broad. It's not limited to anything. So God can, because God's, it can come through vision, it can come through trust, it can come through dreams. You know, it can come in different ways. God can use anything to show this message. Okay? And then the last one we're going to look is the designing of spirits. The designing of a spirit. Now, this one is limited to the spirit realm. It's unlike word of knowledge and word of wisdom that has a very broad coverage. Everything about descending of the spirits is limited to the spirit realm. So, descending of the spirit is giving supernatural insight into the spirit world. Into the spirit world. So, to design, therefore, means to perceive by seeing or hearing. That's what it means to design. Sometimes people think to design is to just, you can see demon, you can see evil that is happening, you can talk about the evil. I was sharing with them in the morning that, you know, I know a pastor who is always seeing demon. That's how he designs. He say, this man is possessed. I said, can you not see that this person has a good spirit? Why do you always see a possessed person? This person is demonized. This one, can you not see somebody that carries the spirit, the good spirit? Hallelujah. So, when you talk about the design of a spirit, it's not talking about how to catch demon, how to step. No, it's not it. It means to perceive by seeing or hearing. So, therefore, designing of a spirit is the same as seeing and hearing in the realm of spirits. So it is seeing and hearing in the realm of spirit. That's all it means. But a lot of people have defined it in different ways. It gives us supernatural insight only into the realm of the spirit. Only into the realm of the spirit. So the gifts, the sign of the spirit is limited to the realm of the spirit. It's limited to the realm of the spirit. So everything about it is talking about the realm of the spirit. It's from the realm of the spirit. Unlike the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. Okay? So when you talk about the design of the spirit, it could be an opportunity to design good spirit, bad spirit, and even human spirit. So it's not about demon or evil spirit, no. But even though designing evil spirit is inclusive, but it's not about it. It covers everything that happens in the realm of the spirit. That's why it's covered. So it's discerning, it's perceiving, it's seeing something or hearing something that is happening in the realm of the spirit. That is what it means to discerning of the spirit. That's what it means. So you can see from where you are today, you see into the spirit realm and say what is happening here. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see an example of this. In Luke chapter 24, verse 39. Luke 24:39. Luke 24, 39. Then the disciples, Luke 24, 39, okay? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me. Hear me. Okay. Handle me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. Now, this was something revealed to people. They were walking. Jesus showed them something. He showed them something so they can see into the spirit realm and interpret this. Another case was Revelation 4, 5. This was talking about discerning the Holy Spirit. The first one I read is discerning the rising Christ, how Jesus resurrected. Then this second one, Revelation 4, 5, it says, and from the throne proceeded lightnings, thundering, and voices, seven laps of fire. Now, if you read further, you discover that here, John saw into the realm of the spirit and saw the seven spirits. He was talking about the seven spirits of the Holy Ghost. So he was talking about it. He saw into the realm of the spirit. He saw into the realm of the spirit and he was talking about it. So that is the discerning spirit, that discerning of the spirit. Seeing into the realm of the spirit, he saw into the realm of the spirit. Now, sometimes we said Jesus is praying for us. He's seated in heaven. You know, you can sit here on earth and see to what is happening there and talk about it here. So he's seeing into the realm of the spirit, and then you talk about it. Don't forget that these things are supernatural things. They are not natural things. So it's not going to happen by natural mind. Even the word of knowledge is not natural knowledge. Word of wisdom is not the normal wisdom. No, it's not. That's why we said it's a supernatural insight. It's a supernatural insight. Hallelujah. And so we're going to be praying tonight. We're going to be praying. If you are here, I want to stand and we're going to be praying. And anywhere you are, you can join us. First of all, I want to thank God for the gifts of the Spirit. Let's thank God for the gifts of the Spirit. Let's thank God for the gift of the Spirit. Like I said when I started, imagine everyone in the body of Christ. If everyone in the body of Christ can understand their gift and begin to function in that capacity, the society will be better. The society will be better. Because we will see the mind of God in operation. We will see God in manifestation. Solution will not be difficult, because a lot of things will be happening. Things will happen different than what we are seeing today. So let's thank God for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gift of the Spirit as well. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit. Thank you for the gift of the three gifts of revelation. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of revelation that will show us something, that will reveal something to us anymore from now. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the gift of revelation. We thank you for seeing eyes, hearing ear. Let's thank him. Thank him for the gift of seeing eyes, hearing ear. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Lord, we thank you for seeing eyes and hearing ear. We just thank you. We just bless your name. We'll give you thanks and praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing ear. Thank you, Lord, for seeing eyes. Lord, Karima Hasanta, our ear will hear you from today. Our eyes will see what you want to see, and our heart will receive everything that you say to us. Everything that you say to us, Lord, we thank you. For our eyes will see what you want us to see from today. Our ear will hear what you want us to hear. Lord, our heart will receive that which you are saying to us. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We just bless your name. We thank you for the word of wisdom. We thank you for the word of knowledge. And we thank you for the gift of discerning of spirits. Lord, we just bless your name. I want to begin to pray that God will open your eyes. That if you have any of these gifts, that tonight we will activate it. We will activate this gift. If you have any of these gifts, if you have the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, the discerning of spirit, that God will show you something. You get an encounter that will make you know you have this gift, and you begin to function in it. Imagine if not all of us, half of us in the body of Christ can walk in the gift. in our gift, a lot will happen. Begin to pray that, Lord, expose me to myself. Lay your hand on yourself and say, Father, activate any of these gifts that is in me, that I can begin to function in it. Is it the gift of word of knowledge, word of wisdom, the discernment of spirits? Whichever one you have, ask the Lord that, Lord, show me. Give me an encounter that will make me know this, that I will begin to function in it. Spirit of the living God, I activate everyone under the sound of my voice with this gift. Oh, let them come to a point of encounter where they can understand that we will function in it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Libro hosa karaba shante baha. Repra kalaba hi bosia karama hoko setia. Rekete hi grabobo si manakatara grabashi galabo hosi. Mezelebo ku kasata brakatila habaria katara. Rikambro hotel le brankataga braga liaba katura. Rikata brakatu karabasin kretelika braya kratokosia. Father, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, when the Bible says, give us this day our daily bread, sometimes we narrow it down only to bread. It's not bread alone. You need revelation for each day. You need revelation for each phase of your life. Even where you are right now, you need revelation that will take you from there to another phase. You need revelation. You will lift up your voices, Lord, every revelation I need this year, 2021. Lord, to enter the next phase of my life, I receive it. Come on, pray this prayer. Every revelation I need this year, Lord, I receive it. Every revelation I need. Because Apostle Paul says in Galatians 2, to say, I go up by revelation, which means you need revelation to enter the next phase of your life. Every Lord, every revelation I need this year to step into the next phase of my life, Father, I receive it. May I not lack revelation this year. Lord, I refuse to lack revelation this year. I will know what to do at all times, Lord, by your spirit. I will know what to do by your discernment. Lord, I will know what to do. Lord, by your arrangement, I will know what to do. I receive insight. I receive supernatural insight to know what to do this year at all times. I receive supernatural insight, Lord, to know what to do in the name of the Lord Jesus, what to say, what to do this year in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I declare that this year 2021, I will know what to do. I will not be short of insight. I receive supernatural insight every single day of this year. Can you begin to receive supernatural insight every single day of this year? That you will hear the voice of God, you will walk in it. You will hear the voice of God, you will walk in it. You will not only hear it, you will obey the voice of God. Ananias heard the voice of God. He saw a vision. It was hard, but he obeyed. It was difficult, but you obeyed. Say, Lord, I receive grace to obey your voice this year. I receive grace to follow through every revelation that you give me this year. I receive grace. I receive grace to follow through. I receive grace to obey your voice. It was not easy for Ananias, but he stood for God. He knew that if God can say it, it means it is doable. He stood with the voice of God. Say, Lord, this year, I want to stand for your word. I want to stand for your revelation. I want to stand with that instruction. Revelation brings increase. How do I know? The Bible says everything concerning life and godliness has been given to us. Where are they? They are in the spiritual realm. Until you see to the spiritual realm and speak it forth, it cannot happen. Say, Lord, help me to see into the spiritual realm everything I need to see this year that I can speak the same. Until you see into the spiritual realm, you can't speak. And until you speak like Reverend Willis tells us, nothing will happen. Begin to pray, Lord, this year I receive grace, supernatural insight to see into the spiritual realm, that which you have programmed for us, even as a state, as a nation. If you can see into the spiritual realm, what God is doing, people of God, you will not be moved by what is happening in the world. What the world is saying will not move you. You will be courageous at all times because you are seeing what is happening in the spiritual realm. And that's what your hope will never be dashed if you can see into what is happening in the spiritual realm. Say, Lord, I receive every single day of this year fresh instruction from you. Fresh instructions from you that will help me to pull through. Fresh instructions from you, Holy Spirit. One time, Reverend said that instruction puts structure in your life. You're going to be praying, Lord, I receive fresh instruction from you this year that will put structure in my life, that will organize my life according to your plan, that will help me to stay with you. Instructions, put structure in your life. Wherever there is structure, there is bound to be increase. There is bound to be abundance. Wherever there is structure, there is structure. Adakamo kotoli kapra katara bahakabara. Rekembra kataba kariba katara. Lebrendu karabakashia katabahatolkia katara. Oh, tarabakashia kabara katuskedebo kuskedebo. Lay your hand in yourself. People of God, you cannot be heavenly relevant and be earthly useless. It's not possible. Say, Lord, this year help me. Help me this year. Help me this year. I cannot speak in tongues and go begging. No. Lord, help me this year. I want to be heavenly relevant. At the same time, we'll be relevant earthly wise. Earth wise, I want to be relevant too, Lord. You know what they're saying? You are asking for solution. Every solution you need this year, every solution you need, it will come in form of revelation. It will come in form of insight. We are before the communal table. The Bible says in Luke chapter 24 verse 31, he said their eyes was opened. Stretch your hand towards the communion and begin to declare, this is the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how I partake. Oh God, let my eyes be opened. Let my eyes be opened. Let my eyes be opened. Let me begin to see what you want me to see. Hey, people of God, until you see what you are supposed to see, you may not be able to say what you are supposed to say. Say, Lord, let my eyes be open that I can see what you want me to see. Lord, let my eyes be open that I can see what you are saying, that I can hear what you are saying, that I can see what you are saying. Let my eyes be opened. The eyes of my understanding, Lord, let them be enlightened as I partake in your body and your blood. Let the eyes of my understanding, let them be enlightened. Lord, I'll begin to see differently from how I used to see. I will not see like an ordinary person anymore, but I will see from the supernatural realm. Come on, pray this prayer. As you partake, Lord, let my eyes be opened. Oh God, to see. Labran tokra ba kaliyabaha. Let my eyes be opened. Let my eyes be opened. Hey. Lebokoshikabarakatabakada. The blind man walked to Jesus. He said, that I may see again. Jesus, what can I do for you? He said, that I may see again. Lord, that I may see again. Let my spiritual eyes be opened. Let my spiritual eyes be sharpened. That I can see what you want me to see. Lord, let my spiritual eyes be sharpened. Oh Lord, let my ear be opened. A hearing ear, oh God. A hearing ear, oh God. A hearing ear, oh God. I thank you for a hearing ear and a seeing eyes. Hey. I thank you, Lord, for a hearing ear and a seeing eyes. I thank you, Lord, for a hearing ear and a seeing eyes. Thank you, Father. We are praying in our understanding. Let me know, pray in our spirit. Apostle Paul said, I pray in my spirit and I pray also in my understanding. We are praying in our understanding. Let me know, pray in our spirit. Come on, let's pray in our spirit. Wherever you are, not the sound of my voice. Come on, we're going to pray in your spirit. Rika braka taraba dagrebo seke rekete ke pregede zegebro rekete ke prendu gade garede garabe sugade izi da rakabo rika ta 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 da brekede garegede sigade be gorobo sikaba maso faraba hebrede. Come on, press some more.
Come on, pray some more. Answers are being released right now. Rataka la 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 baba sobaha. Ze brekete rikaloba hatoba. Rekete likado de deba. Rate baba hapala. Rakata la 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 la. Isuka bolo 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 bolo. Le de. Iselegele bolo le 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 bolo sa. Irakata da 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 brala. Izibrekete rekete. Irakata ta ta da 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 da. Rakata ga brakata garaba da brada. Izibrekete rekete rikada. Intororororobo shebala. La prekete likabo siyabado. Ze. Hekete riba habarado. Bazoke breteli aha. Rahasante tede. Rekete ke prehozo. Le sunte kedi agabahatara.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.